Indeed, the troubles suffered by the Russians in regaining control of New Russia following the Tadpole withdrawal from the system suggest that a whole new series of interhuman conflicts may be about to begin. And there is a further threat. Prior to the Battle of Vera Cruz, we believed ourselves to be unique in the universe, the sole intelligent race. This belief has been resoundingly shattered by the war. We cannot afford to rule out the possibility that other races may be out there in the darkness, and that some of them will pose a threat. Or, for that matter, that we will be hemmed in by alien-occupied stars and find ourselves with no further space for expansion. Therefore, sirs, we must turn our attention to the task of rebuilding the Royal Navy, integrating Tadpole-derived technology, and ensuring the security of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Britannia. Yours, Admiral Sir Joseph Porter, retired.
Mary, Lieutenant Higgins said as he entered the compartment, we have completed our latest transit along the tram lines.
Mary turned to the handsome young officer and beamed.
Thank you, Joe, she said warmly. It's always good to know when we can relax.
Seated at the opposite side of the compartment, Gillian McDougall sighed. Mary was 5 years younger than herself, a beautiful girl fresh out of university who had married her husband just days before he had departed on the Cromwell mission. They'd thought, just as Gillian and her husband had thought, that they would be separated for less than a month before the secondary personnel were allowed to board ship for the distant colony world. But then the war had begun, and a month-long separation had swelled into 4 years. Mary hadn't wasted time finding a new lover to warm her bed.
Not that I could really blame her, Gillian thought, as Higgins led the dark-haired girl out of the compartment. She barely knew her husband before she tied the knot.
It had seemed an adventure, once upon a time. They would move from Earth to Cromwell, a whole new world, a human-compatible planet utterly untouched by any mortal hands. There they would set up their own farms or businesses, which, because they would be in on the ground floor, would lead rapidly to wealth and power. Not a few new scions of the aristocracy had been created after the settlement of Britannia, Gillian's husband had noted when they'd put their names down for the colony mission. Success on Cromwell would ensure that his children had a chance to truly make something of themselves. It was why he had insisted on leaving first, even if it meant leaving his wife and daughters behind for a month or two. He had been adamant it was the only way to ensure they staked a proper claim. But a month had become 2 months, and then a year, and then several years. Mary had asked more than once why Gillian had remained loyal to her husband. It was the 23rd century, after all, and marriages rarely lasted longer than it took for the children to grow to adulthood and flee the nest. And her husband was literally thousands of light-years away, growing plants on a distant world. Gillian had considered it, then pointed out sharply that she genuinely loved her husband, even if they were apart. They'd made memories together. She shook her head at the thought, then turned her attention to the datapad in front of her, barely reading the words. After so long, they were practically engraved in her mind. The complete records of the first survey party to visit Cromwell and certify the world safe for human habitation. Cromwell was everything Earth was not, even now. A safe environment, free of higher order forms of life, and two-legged predators who would chase after her daughters, even before they entered their teens. It was a chance to build a new home, she knew, even though it would mean a great deal of hard work. But a doctor trained in emergency and colonial medicine could practically write her own ticket. A dull quiver ran through the ship, and she looked up, startled. Vespa was a large colonist carrier, not a warship. The passage had been smooth, save for the uncomfortable sensation of passing through the tram lines. There had been nothing save for an endless thrumming from the ship's drives since they'd boarded the vessel. For it to quiver.
Your attention, please, the captain said. Please return to your quarters and strap yourselves down. I say again, please return to your quarters